So first, now I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Leah McNeil, who is Chat with Women's doctor who contributes on our show. And today, again, like we said, we're going to talk about immune system health. So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
And I want to say to the listeners, because this is really important, because I've had shingles. Hmm. Which is immune, you know, disease. It's a disorder, and I'm very concerned. And we joke a lot about how come Pam tries everything, and how come Pam. Well, Pam does because Pam had shingles, and I'm very concerned about my immune system. And one of the things that you said to me, and I've never forgotten it, and I do it every morning, is I take cold water in my shower and put it under each armpit and on my neck. Good. To keep my immune system active. Because I am concerned. Once you've had something like shingles, you do get very concerned. You never want it again. It's one of the most painful, and it's a very scary disease. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to talk about this today. So first of all, tell our listeners, what is immune system? What is it?
Well, the immune system is actually several different components in our body. Mm-hmm. It's our lymph nodes, it's our tonsils, it's our spleen, and it's actually our intestines as well. Are about 80% of our immune system is from what's called gut-associated lymphoid tissue, or GALT.
Really?
In the intestines.
Really?
So if people have a lot of intestinal problems, they could have immune system problems as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one of those little pearls of wisdom.
No,
so indigestion problems, meaning what? What is that?
Constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome kind of stuff.
Really? It can affect
your immune system very much so.
No,
yes.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's important.
Then if this is depleting it, how is it being depleted? Like, how's the immune system?
Well, this tissue in the gut. Uh-huh. Or GALT, as it's called, it makes immune cells. It makes secretory IgA, secretory IgG, these different immune antigens, they're called, right. In our body, and they go and fight off different bacteria, viruses, mm-hmm. and things. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them are made in our gut, in that tissue. And if you have celiac disease, for example, or a gluten intolerance, you have decreased your ability to absorb mm-hmm. nutrients, mm-hmm. and it's also decreased your secretory IgA, which is one of the big antigens that's in our intestines.
And that's all from the immune system.
Yeah, that affects your immune system. Now, like I said, there's several layers of the immune system. It's not just one thing.
Okay.
A lot of times we think of it as like just one thing.
We
if
do,
you,
yeah.
If you
well,
increase
as
your T cells, you'll be fine. But there's so
well, as a layperson, vitamin C, it's good for your immune system.
Well, as a layperson,
yeah.
When you say immune system, we think one thing.
Right.
So maybe define it a little more for us then.
Well, like the tonsils. Mm-hmm. They're our basic immune system. When our throat,
really?
When we have a sore throat.
Because if you have your tonsils, they catch the stuff.
Yeah, they get all swollen. I mean,
right.
They're not just things hanging out in there causing you to snore. You know, I mean, they get really big when you're sick.
Right.
And for a reason, they get swollen with different tissues. Different white blood cells go there. And it's when they're taken out, it doesn't necessarily mean your immune system is going to be deficient. But it just is a factor in your immunity.
Wow.
And making of different lymph cells, like T cells, mm-hmm. for example.
Mm-hmm.
They're from the thymus, and they're from mm-hmm. lots of different areas, actually. But tonsils are part of it.
Okay.
Spleen.
What does the spleen do?
What is that crazy spleen
what
about?
Is it?
They used to take spleens out
right.
all the time with
and
no
and I never
problems.
Thought that you were affected if your spleen was taken out.
And you're not necessarily, but it is a reservoir for blood. A lot of blood is stored there.
In the spleen?
In the spleen.
Now, the spleen, where is the spleen?
It's the opposite of your liver, so it's on the left-hand side, and
okay.
you should never be able to feel it. You can feel your liver on the right side.
I don't want to feel
ribs.
It.
But the spleen is something you shouldn't feel because it's not that big. It's
okay.
over by the pancreas.
All
and
right.
it
And the function of the spleen?
The function of the spleen is kind of a garbage collector. It actually is getting rid of dead white blood cells and red blood cells, and it can make it's mostly I think of it mostly as kind of this reservoir of blood.
Mm-hmm.
It can hold quite a bit of blood for if you're in shock, if your body's
mm-hmm.
in shock.
Yes.
It can store. It can actually store a significant amount of blood so that your body can not be in such severe shock. Like if you're losing blood,
right?
Really? So it's like it's a real basic.
Well, how do you know if your spleen is being affected? Or I mean, this. There's a lot of you hear autoimmune disease, right?
Right.
So autoimmune disease means to me that your immune system isn't operating. And you know, the other thing I hear all the time is I hear your immune system is fighting your immune system, or your immune system is fighting your body. That's another one you hear.
Yeah, that's the same thing as your body attacking itself, or autoimmune disease. It's the same thing. Your immune system's hyperactive. Okay. Is what it's doing. And that doesn't necessarily just mean the spleen or the tonsils or the lymph nodes and all that. The white blood cells, I mean, they're obviously a big part of our immune system. But, like, to jump to that, autoimmune disease is something where our body's attacking itself.
Right.
What does that mean? It's like can get arthritis. That's a type of autoimmune disease. Thyroid problems are a type of autoimmune disease. There's other types that are more severe, like scleroderma and lupus and Sjogren's and other things that are more severe. And it's a malfunction, and we don't always understand why, of our body looking at things coming into it as being foreign, even good things. Normally, when we absorb stuff through our intestines and it goes into our bloodstream, our body says, that one's good, that one's bad, that one's good, and it sort of sorts them out, in a sense. And if there is something foreign in there, if there's a virus that we absorbed, either through our nose or our gut, then our body attacks it and gets rid of it. It engulfs it, literally, and attacks it. But for some reason, if our immune system goes haywire, it sees, oh, a thyroid cell, attack it, boom, and attacks it. And then we get these antibodies that are in our thyroid going way up, and our thyroid's attacking itself. Oh. That's called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I've seen a lot of people with that. Where we have these antibodies in our thyroid that literally become active and destroy the thyroid.
No kidding.
And so they get really hype. They get hypothyroid.
So what does that mean? What does hypothyroid mean?
Hypothyroid means low functioning thyroid.
Okay.
And there's a lot of symptoms. The biggest ones are dry skin, fatigue, depression, hair loss. For women having their periods, it's heavy periods, constipation, general. Those are the biggest ones. There's also some other stuff like thinning of the eyebrows and little things. There's lots of little things.
So but sort of losing hair.
Yeah, losing hair. Right. I guess thinning of the eyebrows in the lateral part. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot. I test a lot of people for thyroid, which tells me if they have kind of more or less an autoimmune disease. And if you have one, it's very common to have two.
So if you have one
if you have one
disease.
Autoimmune disorder of some sort, like arthritis, it's not uncommon to have another type. As well, like thyroid. And those are the two probably most common, arthritis and thyroid problems.
Yeah, that's what you hear the most of.
Yeah.
And especially in our age group, everyone's being told they're low, their thyroid's low. I mean, it's like a common occurrence, isn't it? I mean, it's like that's what we're hearing
it's
all the time.
Very common.
You know, and I assume that has a lot to do with menopause and, you know, age. And not to say the young people don't have low thyroid, but it's probably not as common.
And see, not all thyroid is autoimmune. I should clarify that. It's like Hashimoto's thyroiditis is. But you can have hypothyroid from medication. Certain medications can block thyroid function.
Okay.
Or when women are going through menopause, they can have their estrogen and progesterone dropping can cause thyroid function problems. It doesn't always mean autoimmune, but a lot of thyroid problems are autoimmune problems.
Okay. Well, this is lots of information coming on here, you know.
Well, it's a little overwhelming.
Yeah. So
the immune system is. Yeah.
Well, we've got some more questions for you, Dr. Leah, but we're going to take a quick break. So stay tuned, folks. We're talking about the immune system with Dr. Leah. You're listening to Chat with Women. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of doctors that don't listen to you? Do you barely get enough time to tell your doctor what's going on with you? Would you like to spend more time with your doctor so they can really answer your questions? One such doctor that can do this for you is Dr. Leah McNeil in Bellevue. She's a naturopathic doctor and practices family medicine. She does full physicals, blood work, uses herbs, vitamins, and pharmacy, if needed, to help you get better. She also does nutrition analysis and lifestyle counseling. You can reach her at 425-452-9366 or on her website at naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Need help selling your home? Is it staged for maximum value? If not, call Barb, a full-service REMAX agent who is an accredited staging professional, ASP. ASPs will help you get the highest price, have more traffic through your home, and sell in less time. Call Barb. She's just a quick phone call away. Her contact information is callbarb.net or cell phone 425-445-7003. That's callbarb.net or phone 425-445-7003.
Whoa, is that Tina?
Wow, she looks amazing.
She had to do something.
She's probably starving herself.
I'm doing something healthier than that.
What you doing?
I went to Avanti Skin Centers and treated myself to Bellashape Body Contouring.
Bellashape? What's that?
It's Avanti's procedure for body contouring and tightening skin in problem areas. After just 5 treatments, I lost 2 inches from my hips, thighs, and waist. You've heard the commercial, right?
Avanti looks better forever. You'll never have to starve yourself again.
No.
With Bellashape, who needs to suck it in?
Summer is coming. You can get these results in just 5 weeks. So call Avanti today and ask about our Ready for Summer special. Visit any of our locations in Bellevue, Lakemont, and Federal Way. You can reach us at 425-641-0303 or go to AvantiCenters.com. And soon you'll be singing.
Avanti looks better forever. You'll never have to starve yourself again. With VelaShape, who needs to suck it in?
Elite Fitness is the Eastside's premier personal training studio. Voted best personal trainers by City Search, they help their clients realize new opportunities through fitness, creating an intimate community of support. Workouts are never the same, and clients are paired with a different trainer each time to diversify the workout experience, leading to faster results. Want results? Call Elite Fitness at 425-451-3444. That's Elite Fitness at 425-451-3444.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and this is Pam.
Hi, this is Rochelle.
And we're talking to Dr. Leah today about the immune system. And it's so talked about because the immune system, we're being told, if it's not operating right, that's what can cause cancer. There's so much around this immune system. It's so huge, and it's so foreign to us lay people. It's like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You know, how am I supposed to keep my immune system up? Okay, we're supposed to get 7 hours of sleep, and we're supposed to exercise. So let's talk about some solutions to keeping my immune system healthy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. That's
so
a great
what
point.
Are
I
they?
Mean, there are a lot.
Okay. Like what?
Well, actually, one of the basic ones which I've talked about a lot is vitamin D.
Vitamin D has been talked
about as being a great immune stimulant.
That's right.
Or just getting some sunshine,
yes,
you know, in between the clouds here is kind of hard sometimes. But, but that's a really good immune stimulator.
You are prescribing vitamin D.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm on vitamin D now. Ever since you said it on this show, I have been on vitamin D.
Yeah, it's an important one. It's also an anti-inflammatory. I mean, it has many factors.
I love that it's an anti-inflammatory.
Supporting the immune system is done also in so many ways because there's so many aspects of it. Vitamin C, you mentioned.
Vitamin C, right.
It has a ton of things that it does, but it's it actually stabilizes histamine in our body so we don't have allergic reactions so badly.
Oh.
It's a great anti-inflammatory, and it helps the helps the adrenal glands to make hormones. And in doing kind of all these different things, you're supporting how our body's making white blood cells and T lymphocytes and secretory IgA and all these fancy words. You know?
Probably don't want to tell our listeners on air how much of these, how much vitamin C, how much vitamin D, because it will depend on their blood work, right?
Right.
Because I know that it gets a little dangerous when you start taking large amounts of anything without talking to a doctor. So we're not going to say that. So what else is there that I can do beside vitamin D and vitamin
C? There's a lot of herbal medicines. And echinacea has probably been used, overused, actually. For years and years and years, everyone's heard echinacea.
We do hear that.
I don't use that as much anymore, or if I do use it, I use it in combination with other herbs because it is overused. Golden seal is great.
Golden seal.
Astragalus is a great kind of fungi mushroom thing to use. And it probably doesn't sound very attractive, but there's
when I hear that, I think, can I eat mushrooms?
Actually, there's a lot of medicinal mushrooms. Shiitake, reishi.
Yes, right.
Kombu. There's a bunch, not kombu, that's a seaweed. Shiitake, reishi, cordyceps.
Okay.
There's a lot of these medicinal mushrooms that are used for not only stimulating the immune system, but anti-cancer.
Really?
As well. And so those I use a lot more nowadays for general immune system stimulus.
Is it true 7 hours of sleep or whatever the amount is?
I think sleep is really important. Mm-hmm. I really do. I mean, I don't think we get enough. And no. I don't know. I can't honestly say 8 to 10 hours because right. now they're finding if you sleep too much, you have problems. And if you don't
sleep
enough,
I do believe that too because everything slows down. But we hear from, matter of fact, Rochelle and I actually had a conversation with a sleep doctor. And he was saying that now they're proving that it's somewhere between 7 and 9 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's about it, and nine. It just depends on your body and what your body needs, and everybody's different. And that's why this flat amount, it depends on you.
Well, and 7 to 9 hours can mean not very restful sleep either.
That's exactly right. And you may not be in REM.
I have a lot of patients that say, I sleep 8 hours a night, and I wake up and I'm exhausted. But are they sleeping deep enough?
Right, exactly.
Yes. And, that REM sleep or dream sleep is
light sleep. Love that.
That's when we're in the lightest sleep.
When you're dreaming?
When you're dreaming. So when you're in a deep sleep, I'd rather hear people say, well, I went to sleep at 10. All of a sudden it's 6 o'clock in the morning because they just zonked out and slept really deep.
It doesn't happen that often.
Yeah. Who doesn't love that? Okay, let's talk about some foods.
But I also want to talk about what white blood cells do.
Okay.
So, let's finish with the foods and then let's get into, because I don't know what white blood cells do, what red blood cells do. I get very confused.
All these cells in our body.
All these cells. White and red. And then if you're a blue blood,
No.
So what are some foods that help the
garlic,
immune system?
Garlic, onions. Oh, that family is wonderful.
For the immune system?
Garlic's great.
Well, I know it's good for your heart, and
it's
I know it helps you sleep.
It's antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. It thins the blood a little. It's you hang it around your neck to get rid of
the werewolves. And when you eat enough, your friends stay away.
That's why. But it is wonderful. It actually can lower cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have great abilities to do a lot of things. But it is really good for the immune system. And sometimes I'll even have people, especially kids, when they've had ear infections, if the parents don't want to do antibiotics, and if we're not at the point of needing to do antibiotics, is what I should say, because I'll use them if needed, is they'll have them put a garlic clove in a little cheesecloth and put it in the ear. And not overnight or anything, but just for a few hours. And it actually helps the tissue around the garlic to get rid of an infection.
My mouth is wide open, listeners.
It's so funny because I've done that for years, and a lot of naturopaths I know do that, and so I don't even think of it as being a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal. Garlic gets ear infections.
For women, I know a lot of women that actually told me about this, and then I started doing it, where they put a garlic clove for a yeast infection.
In the vagina.
Really?
That's a little
and
more.
And it helps?
And it helps because it also gets rid of yeast.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Garlic is really good for decreasing yeast in the gut.
I didn't realize
that. See, with all
this
gut stuff, you're going to affect your immune system.
Well, you were chatting a while ago about the intestine has all these little fibers, and if the fibers, as they decrease, that can hurt us because the fibers aren't protecting us?
Well, think of the intestinal lining is being full of little hairs that stick straight up.
Okay.
And what I usually show people is I put my fingers straight up.
Okay.
And these fingers, the cilia, as they're called in gut, or the little hairs, are full of little cells that absorb nutrients, absorb our vitamins, all the things that we eat. The food brushes across that and we absorb it. Imagine that those hairs are, to make it bigger, like they're 2 inches long.
All right.
They're not really that long in the gut. And what if all of a sudden they're an inch long?
Okay.
And you have half the absorption available. What if they are flat? What if there's nothing there or there's just like a quarter inch?
Mm.
You're not able to absorb hardly anything. And you can get diarrhea, you can get constipation. I mean, you're just, most of the time, there's probably loose stools or diarrhea with that.
Our body gives us signs.
Yeah.
Diarrhea, constipation, tired, headache. You know, our body is really good to tell
it's
us.
It's a good machine.
And, you know, when something's not right.
Right.
And then what we need to do is go see you and find out, why am I getting headaches? Why am I tired? Why is my skin dry? Why is my hair falling out? You know, all of these things.
Right.
And because then you do blood workup, right? And you'll be able to tell us what are we lacking.
Speaking of blood, what does the white blood cell do?
Well, white blood cells, when I draw someone's blood, there's something called a complete blood count as part of my blood workup. And what a complete blood count is looking at your white blood cells and red blood cells and then breaking it all down into the little parts of those.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's five different white blood cells.
Okay.
And there's neutrophils and lymphocytes, which are the ones that go out and attack the viruses or bacteria when we first get sick.
Okay.
They are the army. They're the ones that go out and fight it all. Monocytes are the garbage collectors. Mm-hmm. After everything's been killed and fought off, then they go and kind of collect everything
for
and get rid of
sakes.
It. And then there's eosinophils, which go up if you have allergies. A lot of people with seasonal allergies, mm-hmm. their eosinophils will be high. And basophils go up with allergies, severe allergies, and sometimes parasites in the intestines. Sometimes. So you have these different white blood cells, and if someone comes into me and they're just sick, I expect to see their neutrophils and lymphocytes be high. If they're not, then their immune system's not responding really well.
I
see. So that's like a factor. Mm-hmm. But also I look at, if your white blood, the range is 4 to 11 for white blood cells, for all of them. And if they're at 4, then their immune system, you know, they're not real.
That's a sign to you that your immune system might be weak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they probably say, oh, yeah, I get colds all the time. I'm like, well, that might be partly why.
Okay.
But if they're up on the high end, that doesn't necessarily mean a good thing. I mean, 10 is okay. If they start to get above 11,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean, oh, they have a strong immune system. It means their immune system can be overactive.
I see.
For example, I have a patient who has scleroderma. And I'm working with her. I'm doing some IV vitamins and different things to help her. And scleroderma causes hardening of the skin, of the organs. There's different forms of it, and it can actually cause death in some people. And
what were her symptoms?
Well, her symptoms were Raynaud's, severe. And that's her main symptom. She doesn't have other problems yet. But she was put on an immune suppressant. And so at first she was like, no, I don't want that. You know, this is horrible. I teach health and I shouldn't have this. So they were giving her something to lower her immune system, mostly by suppressing white blood cells. And that's the reaction I was thinking that she would have, is she would look at them and go, what are you talking about?
Right.
But when you have an overactive immune system that's attacking your body, you want to lower it to bring it to normal.
So what's that drug that they give for when you do have shingles? They give it for everything. It's the one that's dangerous if you take
cortisone?
It for two.
Cortisone.
No, not hydrocortisone. It's
prednisone. Prednisone. Thank you.
Oh, well.
Prednisone.
I have my doctor's degree coming up.
Thank you very much. Prednisone suppresses the immune system, doesn't it?
Prednisone is a corticosteroid.
Right.
It's hydrocortisone, mm-hmm. basically, really strong amounts of cortisone. Mm-hmm. So it's an anti-inflammatory.
So they give it to you when you're, like shingles, because they calm your inflammation.
What it's doing is it's shutting off the adrenals while you're on it. Because it's such a high, shutting off the cortisol production in the adrenals.
I see.
So, because while you're on it, the adrenals have no need to make it. And so it shuts down, just like when you're on birth control pills, your ovaries don't work.
Oh, okay.
So it's the same thing with prednisone. It's not really an immune suppressant, but long term it can have problems in your body.
Okay.
And cause other problems. But they put her on some like special type of immune suppressant. And I gave that perspective to her. I said, look, your white blood cells are 12 or 13. They're trying to bring it down so your body's not attacking itself so much. So
it's just really, really, really scary to me. I just think, you know, because the immune system's so important. So we talked about garlic. We talked about onions. Are there any other supplements? You talked about a few supplements that can affect. And we talked about
D and C.
You know,
vitamin A and C and D and E. All these antioxidants in the body. Vitamin C is an antioxidant, and vitamin A and E and beta carotene. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of a precursor to vitamin A from carrots, all orange vegetables.
Okay.
And so there's all these berries berries are great antioxidants. Things
That's
like
true.
That you want to do because there's so many ways to support the immune system. But it's a big topic.
It's huge.
Our immune system is
absolutely
multifaceted.
Huge.
And so you can't just put it into one category of just your gut or just white blood cells.
Or just a cold.
Or just, right.
You know, I mean, it's bigger than that.
Well, and we talked about at the beginning of the show about how I, you know, the cold water at the end of the shower.
Yeah.
And so are there any other great, easy little tips like that? Because really, it's so easy to do. And it makes sense that cold water is going to activate.
And where that's coming from, Pam, is there was a study done. Gosh, I think I read about it back in the 80s, up in Norway, and I know they do it a lot more around here now, of the, what is it called when they go and jump in the water?
They jump in the polar bear club.
Right. Yeah, they did that up there. There's like, they cut a hole in the ice.
Right.
And people that did that every day during the winter got far fewer colds and flus than people who didn't do that.
Because you think it's the opposite. Because you'll hear from people, it's cold outside, and you're outside with...
But it's stimulating your T cells, your thyroid.
It's
affecting your circulation, and it's causing everything to be
much
more active.
Well, that's why when she does the cold water in the shower, it's stimulating.
Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting.
So is there any other tips like that, Dr. Leah, that are easy? Like, that's so easy to do. I mean,
yeah.
It's like...
Even like a hot foot bath changes your circulation.
Oh,
you know, like doing it at
bath.
Night before bed or
really?
Something. Well, anything that can affect the circulation like that drastically can really help with headaches, sinus problems.
When your feet ache, Rochelle, put them in the bathtub.
Well, I have a tip for everybody. If you're feeling a little compromised, I want you to go see Dr. Leah. She does this fabulous blood work test.
Right. And tells you everything.
Tells you everything. So there's no need to be compromised, and your immune system doesn't have to be faltering because she's there to help you. So, Dr. Leah, give out your information so the listeners can call you.
Yeah, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
And she's also on our Chat with Women homepage.
Yeah, there's a little picture, but what I love too is on our homepage, and you click on your picture, and all your information is there. But all the tips you've given over the last months and months are there. They can go read them and learn and gather information, which, you know, we sure have. Rochelle
Absolutely.
And I are like, we're like this, we get better and better and better.
Well, I love that I know now what the spleen does, and last month we heard about liver. So I love all this.
It really
I absolutely
helps us
love it.
Understand.
It really does. The body is, like you said, a machine. And when it's not functioning properly, something's matter with the machine.
Be, yeah.
So go see Dr. Leah.
And we'll talk about the gut next month.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I love it.
Wonderful.